How can you be a strong leader in turbulent economic times? First of all, don't panic. Remaining calm, deliberately calm, even under pressure, is a key leadership trait, according to a trio of experts from the McKinsey Group. Jacqueline Brassey and co-authors Aaron DeSmet and Mikhail Krait have pulled together ideas from psychology and neuroscience and from their decades of boardroom experience to write the new book, Deliberate Calm: How to Learn and Lead in a Volatile World. Here's Jackie to share five of their big ideas.
Hello, I'm Jackie Brassey, one of the co-authors of the book Deliberate Calm: How to Learn and Lead in a Volatile World. My two co-authors are Aaron DeSmet and Michiel Krait. I'm honored to tell you a bit more about our new book. We're living in a world of uncertainty, accelerated change, volatility, and burnout. Leaders need to be able to think creatively when they're in high stakes, unfamiliar territory, to help their organizations succeed and thrive. The problem is, that's exactly when it's most challenging. We wrote this book to help leaders and everyone else learn how to take themselves out of crisis mode and into a more effective space. A space in which they feel at choice and can be more rational, logical, ingenious, but also creative, innovative, adaptive, flexible, compassionate, and purpose-driven. Here are the five key insights from our work we feel are most relevant. Insight number one. As human beings, we need to effectively master the adaptability paradox. When you most need to learn and change, you stick with what you know, often in a way that stifles learning, innovation, and taking care of yourself. You are wired to do what works best, on what has worked in the past. This is often a very helpful strategy. However, what happens when the rules of the game change and you are still playing the old game by the old rules? You are biologically wired to apply habitual reactions to high-stakes situations, even when what is needed is evolving your approach, learning, exploring, innovating, and replacing your old habits with new ones. So in uncertain and high-pressure situations, you default to what you know, often limiting your ability to be creative, learn, and adapt. By becoming aware of and open to change, you can make the right decisions in the moment. That's when you can respond effectively to the adaptability paradox and be in the lead, as opposed to being overwhelmed by it. Insight number two. Learning deliberate calm can help us thrive in periods of crisis and great uncertainty when the stakes are high. The first step to overcoming this natural tendency to your default response is becoming aware of the situation you are in and how you are responding to this. In neuroscience, two words that are related to this are exteroception, which simply said is information that you perceive from your outside world, and interoception, which is becoming aware of how you're feeling internally in your mind and body. These two sources of information interact with each other, and often you're not even aware of it. Becoming aware of these two sources of information simultaneously and effectively responding to them is what we call dual awareness. It is the awareness of the outside world and situation you're in and what it calls for, and the awareness of your internal state and your response pattern. When you have insight in the moment, you can anticipate, interrupt, or override your default response when you learn in that very same moment that another response is more suited. Apart from awareness, we bring curiosity, emotion regulation, and learning agility into the mix, which will help you to respond effectively. Studies have shown that these skills are connected to improved performance, better leadership, confidence, innovation, creative output, health and well-being, and overall life satisfaction. Insight number three. Deliberate calm is a practice and a lifestyle. It's not a quick fix. You have to build your ability to be aware of your internal and external situations and respond calmly over time. You also have to learn to practice these two things together. For example, learning how to pause briefly to interrupt habituated reactions and then taking stock internally and externally. Internally is about self-awareness, emotional self-regulation, learning to learn and to check in with yourself, your mind and body, understanding what is going on for you in the moment. Externally is situational awareness, which is about stepping on the balcony to understand broader patterns and opportunities, asking what this situation is asking of you and of us or your team. This together creates magic. Becoming aware that both internal and external worlds are constantly in a dance with each other, and once you become aware of that, you can decide to intervene and choose how you respond for yourself and for what is needed in the moment. It is the ability to discover a more optimal response in the most challenging, uncertain, and volatile of circumstances. And over time, to learn and optimize, not only for work outcomes, but also for yourselves. It helps you stay grounded in your humanity. Apart from learning these skills, we explain how you need to develop a personal operating model for yourself that offers the best foundations for your development, which includes taking care of your recovery and yourself. Deliberate calm is not only a practice, it's a lifestyle. Insight number 4. Deliberate calm is dynamic. It's useful in any context and situation. Deliberate calm comes alive even in the smallest experiences during your day. Examples include when you open your calendar, you are in the board meeting deciding on the next company strategy, you need to make that budget decision, or you're navigating a family crisis. Even little things during your day can get you in a space of default stress response where a calm, deliberate response would have been better for you personally as well as for the situation. The world is getting more volatile, faster paced, more uncertain, more surprising, and the challenges keep coming, often simultaneously. You can't slow down the pace or eliminate disruptive curveballs, but you can change your relationship with change and turbulence, and in doing so, see the opportunity in adversity. As the famous racing driver Ayrton Senna says, you cannot overtake 15 cars in sunny weather, but you can when it's raining. Insight number 5. The benefits are staggering. Everyone can learn these skills and they will never go outdated. If you master deliberate calm, you can not only help yourself, but also the teams you lead to become more effective, fulfilled, creative and successful. In a recent study, amongst a few thousand participants from a pharmaceutical company, employees engaging in a deliberate calm-inspired adaptability training experienced 3 times more improvement compared to the control group in leadership dimensions, according to the corresponding multi-rater surveys. This means the results were observed by participants themselves as well as colleagues they work with. Leadership dimensions that were measured included performance in role, sustainment of well-being, successfully adapting to unplanned circumstances, and change, optimism, and development of new knowledge and skills. This means the results were observed by participants themselves as well as the colleagues they work with. Leadership dimensions that were measured included performance in role, sustainment of well-being, successfully adapting to unplanned circumstances and change, optimism and development of new knowledge and skills. Moreover, participants also reported 7 times more improvement in well-being than those in the control group. Thank you very much for listening. Deliberate Calm, How to Learn and Lead in a Volatile World, will bring you the core ingredients to live a meaningful life in the midst of a constantly changing world. Developing the muscle of deliberate calm will become an invaluable companion whilst on your professional and life journey. These skills will never get out of date. I hope you will enjoy this book as much as I enjoyed my journey of learning about the powerful combination of these skills together, turning them into a practice for myself and teaching them to others. Bringing this alive in this book together with Aaron and Michiel was a hugely inspiring process for which I'm very grateful. Certainly for us personally, this is an ongoing journey of continuous learning, adapting and improvement. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Jackie. That was 5 Big Ideas from Deliberate Calm, How to Learn and Lead in a Volatile World by Jacqueline Brassey, Aaron DeSmet, and Michiel Crate. For more leadership ideas, check out our book bite for Leading with Heart, 5 Conversations That Unlock Creativity, Purpose, and Results by John Baird and Edward Sullivan. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.